Falling is a concern among the elderly. Falling is an extremely common experience amongst the elderly. Each year, millions of seniors around the world fall, which is why many worry it may happen to them. This leads to injury-related visits to the doctor, or worse, suddenly dying from a falling accident. The most common injuries resulting from falling are fractures, broken bones, and head and brain injuries. Most hip fractures are due to falling. It is also one of the major causes of traumatic brain injuries. In the longer term, the likelihood of osteoporosis increases due to a reduction in weight-bearing activities during convalescence. As the mortality rate due to falling increases with age, certain risk factors and preventive measures can be identified to help mitigate the likelihood of falling in the senior population. Risk factors for falls among the elderly. Not all people who fall are clumsy or just have not been careful enough. Falling can be a huge cause for concern due to several risk factors. Lower body weakness. As the body ages, natural changes occur in the body due to the cell's evolutionary and biochemical reactions. These changes can cause lower body weakness, weaker muscles, and slower reaction times in preventing a fall. Difficulty with balance. By the time most people reach the age of 65 and above, they may begin to find it harder to maintain balance. The age-related changes occurring in the body and systems that were once used to maintain balance become impaired. Many senior people depend on canes to keep their balance and minimize the likelihood of them falling. Vision problems. Declining vision or eyesight is common as a person ages, and this makes it very difficult for them to determine distance and see objects. Objects could seem closer or farther away than they actually are. This can make walking or moving by themselves a real difficulty and a risk factor for slipping or stumbling. Home hazards. Statistics show that 2 out of 3 falls happen at home. Certain things around the house, such as slippery surfaces, wet floors, electric cords and mats lying on the floor, uneven surfaces, and even poor lighting contribute to potential hazards. All these hazards increase the risk of slipping and falling. Medical conditions. Many elderly people have certain medical conditions that put them at high risk of falling. Conditions such as arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and low blood pressure make mobility and speedy reaction time a challenge. Additionally, an older person who has fallen more than once within the last 6 months is more likely to fall again. Having these medical conditions and a history of falling could put a person at even higher risk of falling again. Preventing falling accidents. Elderly people are prone to tripping, stumbling, and falling due to the above-mentioned risk factors. However, there are preventive measures that can help minimize these accidents from happening. Doing balance and strength exercises. As we said above, aging causes muscle weakness that makes balance more difficult to achieve. To counter this, exercises that help strengthen the legs and improve balance are recommended. Exercises such as ankle circles, knee extension, calf raises, and sit-to-stand exercises are beneficial ways to work on balance and strengthen the lower extremities. Health and vision checks regularly. Getting an annual checkup and seeking your doctor's advice on potential health risks that may cause a fall is beneficial. Have a safer home for your elderly parents. Many falling incidents happen at home, which means that there are ways to make your home safer, especially if an elderly person is living with you. These are a few ways to minimize any home hazards. Clear your floors of any potential hazards. Use non-slip mats on slippery floors, such as in the shower or the bathtub. Fit grab bars in the toilet and shower areas. Make sure there are railings on both sides of the staircase. If possible, have elderly people sleep on the ground floor so they can minimize going up and down the staircase. As with anything, prevention is better than cure. So wherever possible, be mindful of every situation and look at the potential of a possible hazard. Falls are dangerous to the elderly. It can decrease their comfort and mobility for the rest of their life.